We are recording.
Cool. Let's go ahead and call our meeting to order. This is a continuation of the meeting from January 27th, 2020.
Today is January 27th.
Okay, this is a continuation from the January 21st meeting to today, which is January 27th, 2020. Since it's a continuation, do we still need to do roll call and all that? All right, roll call.
Murphy.
Here.
Bubba.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Bing.
Here.
Robbins.
Here.
Stuber.
Here.
All right, well, you want to join me?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And please, if you would like, we welcome you to remain standing as we pray. Lord, please help us. Father, let us remember, as we have been reminded in this past weekend, that life is fleeting. Let us make decisions that are for the well-being of this community, not just today, but as a lasting goodwill for this community. So, Lord, we just thank you for your wisdom in every decision we are fortunate to make. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Okay. Let's go to the, we continue for the review and approval of the chief of police. The job duties were approved last meeting.
Excellent. Were they?
Did approve those, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to hire Justin Livingston as the chief of police with the compensation package as presented to the board with a start date of February 1st, 2020.
Need a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Bubba?
Yes.
Perry?
Abstain.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Any discussion?
Motion
well,
to adjourn.
Well, second. Hey, oh, wait, sorry. 1 second. Justin, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and I'm kind of excited because you're local. You're the local boy. So you grew up here. You know everybody. It's kind of
most
really exciting.
Everybody.
Most everybody. Kind of excited.
We'll get you official swearing-in ceremony at a meeting at some point.
Perfect. Thanks for the opportunity. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
All right, now.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Do you want to talk about the overtime stuff?
We can't. Well,
we can talk about it, can't we? We just can't make any motions.
It's an old business, but.
Well, we could talk real briefly about it if you would like to. What is your thought process?
My thought process is if I was one of the maintenance guys and I put in an 8-hour day, and I was going to come in just for standard time on a Saturday or evenings, I would say I'm busy. My second opinion on that is part-time's part-time. Unless you get 40 hours a week, you shouldn't get time and a half. If anything, we could add a 15-20% increase on after hours for them, but I'm not in favor of time and a half because it is a part-time gig. You go anywhere else part-time, you're going to work weekends, you're going to work nights.
You're going to work
our
what
guys
they
work
need you to
weekends,
work.
Nights, after hours for police department. the other thing is, if maintenance guys, you know, currently the police department, if you come in after hours, after your 40 hours, you get time and a half. Is that correct?
I think we have like a 2-hour call. Normally it doesn't happen too much, but if it does, it's normally 2 hours for the full-timer.
And I'd like to see how much we actually spend on overtime. Because emergency calls on water mains and stuff like that, the break, we can't predict that. But what we actually spend on outside of emergency scheduled events after hours, after the 7 to 4. And I don't, you know, and if it's something where somebody works 6 to 3 or 8 to 5 or something like that, that's fine too, but if you told me I was going to come in on Saturday after working 40 hours on all week, politically, I would just say I'm not available.
I talked to a long time with one. I spent most of the day in the office today, in the village office, and I talked to one of the part-timers about it, that this kind of affects a little bit. He's been with the village forever. He came in that day, we had the flooding. That everything was flooded. We had the cold, icy rain, and it was just a miserable day. He came in, Matt called him, because we're down to one full-timer that's 100%. So Matt called him to come in. He spent the entire day with Matt on a Saturday, jutting all of the, in the icy cold water, cleaning out the culverts and catch basins and digging all that out of there. Not what I wanted to do on a Saturday in the rain.
I know, and I've got a mixed opinion about that.
And I'm torn too. That's why I sat and talked to him for a long time.
That's something we've had the jetter for 3-4 years now.
We should be doing that all along.
Why do we wait till a Saturday when it's cold and rainy to jet out stuff that we can see without rain that needs jetted out? So
true. That's a good point.
That's just my opinion. I don't know what those guys feel like, but if I was in their situation and I'd worked a 40-hour week and you said Saturday I need you to come in for 8 hours or half a day at regular time, I would just kindly say nope, busy.
True.
And the part-time, that's how I feel too. It's part-time. You know, if you certain hours real late at night, if we want to do, you know, a 15-20% increase, I'd be willing to think about that. But just because they come in on Saturdays, I personally don't feel very strong about that, giving them time and a half.
And that's one of the things I sent out in the email too, because the part-timers maintenance are only making $14.92. So time and a half for those $22.38 is time and a half for them to come in on the weekends or during water main breaks and stuff. And that's less than what our full-timers make.
So our full-timers make around $20 an hour. Is that
our
correct?
Our full-timers?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I guess we can discuss that. $23.74.
On average.
On average, a full-timer would make $23.74 an hour. And then Matt makes a couple dollars more than that. So it's cheaper having them come in at time and a half than it is having a full-timer come in.
Yeah, but I think looking at it in that perspective, we're going to... Our full-timers need the first benefit, the first offer.
But we're down a full-timer.
And I understand that. And then I go back to the thing, part-time's part-time. The other thing you got to look at is you're not paying. You're only gonna pay them time and a half. So you're gonna pay them their $22 an hour anyways, and then so what you're looking at is another $10-$12 an hour. Top of that, so 88-hour day. That's not that much more. So
sure.
I don't see where our guys come in that much. I
don't,
you know, I understand
bug
spraying, snow, emergency stuff, after hours. So I don't see where it's going to save us that much money if we don't give them time and a half. So
well, if we don't give the part-timers time and a half, like you said, they're going to stop coming in. And that's why I talked to a couple of the part-timers. Well, I talked to one of the part-timers today.
And I understand that, but I tell them to go get a job part-time somewhere else where they're going to pay them time and a half on a Saturday to come in. They're not going to find it.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Well, the other part to that is there's no reason. Our village functions 7 days a week. Not every the office doesn't have to function 7 days a week. We don't have to have someone here on Sundays, but we could be staggering our work staff to cover Monday through Saturday with their regular time schedules, so that we don't have to worry about, well, we got to call these people in on Saturday. No, have someone scheduled to work on Saturdays so that, and give them a list of things to do on Saturdays so that you don't have to worry about paying people extra to come in.
So I don't want to do that too. We have two full-timers, so that means they're going to have to be, they weren't hired to work the weekends. And then we're going to change their work schedule. And
what were, in the middle no, of the they were hired to serve the village.
True.
That's they, what they were hired
but
for.
But in the policy manual, their hours are 7 to 4 Monday through Friday. So that means you're going to change the policy manual that they signed when they, and go ahead and say, oh, guess what? You've been working here for, you know, 10 years, but we're going to change it.
Happens
now
all the time.
Weekends.
It happens all
and
the time.
I don't know other villages that do that. At all.
No, but do you know other businesses that do that?
So I would go against it, but you guys can change that if you want to. If you want to change it, have our full-time maintenance staff start coming in on the weekends.
I think there's a lot more to talk about here than
completely up to you guys.
Can discuss, so it's going to take more than one night's discussion.
I think.
And we need to talk to the people actually involved.
I agree.
And the supervisor involved.
I agree.
So.
I like what Ryan said and Terrence was saying too, as far as maybe we need to stagger it. But I do tend to agree with, if you signed up under a certain hour structure, unless we have their permission to do so or we work something out with them, I'd be reluctant to lobby for that change. But if we're hiring for full time, the next available shift then is 8 to 5. Or, and maybe eventually we're working towards that we have a 7 to 4, we have a 7:30 to 4:30, we have an 8 to 5. And Saturdays are part of the gig, and they get scheduled. And maybe we can work with some of the part-timers to try to incorporate some version of a Saturday rotation and see if that's a good place to start. Because we're open all the time. We're a village, and we're moving and shaking, and we're real-life people. And so it would be nice to have that option without an incredible expense to it. And so maybe those are just some things we all think about before the next meeting and put it on the, are we having one then the first?
Yeah, we're having
yes.
one because we'll have
okay.
a quorum. Because I think there's three of us that aren't going to be here, but there's three that are going to be
okay.
here. So that's, according to Mark, that's a quorum. So you three can run the meeting and change
the
all the things you want to,
okay.
pay the bills. And
yeah. Pay the,
it's your chance to do whatever you want.
And then just get this added to a future agenda. There's a lot of opportunity here to maybe take a
there
look at things in a different way.
There is, but if we
way.
do that, we'll have to add a third full-timer, I believe.
So we have two full-timers and one's on light duty, correct?
Correct. And
how many part-timers?
It just depends. Right now we have, there's two core part-timers that they both live in the area and they're both retired and they usually, where they work, 20 hours average a week, maybe.
So when you say we have two,
it kind
do we
of
have
things.
Other people working?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's some snow plowers. There's a snow plower list that we call on. There's
Those aren't actually employees of the village.
Well, they're employees, but they just don't work. We just call on them. There's, they have a list of, so if they have things going on, they can call, they go down the list and call part-timers to come in. So if we have a water main break or something like that, there's a list that they can go on and call. But currently, a couple years ago, we were hiring a company to come in and fix our water main breaks. Now our guys have got to the point where they're fixing them themselves. That's mainly because a couple of the part-timers we have the knowledge base that they can do this. I mean,
when the company went,
the company did go retire that we used all the time. And I don't want to get back into using a company again because that's incredibly expensive. And if our guys can fix them, it makes life so much better. It can get expensive quick. But they don't come in on the weekends very often at all. It's just during that flooding they came in and tried to alleviate some of it. They didn't have a whole lot of luck, but they got some of the leaves and stuff out. There was just too much water. So, any other questions?
I'm not
going to
do it again.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Anybody opposed?
See?
Okay.